"Starfire, copy," he said. "Are you in control of this vessel's systems, and do you recognize my voice?"
"Full control will be attained in 2.5 minutes on completion of calibration. You are Lieutenant Malachi Ash, second in command to Captain Franklin Gideon."
"Indeed so, Starfire, copy," Ash said. "Give me a brief summary of this vessel's offensive capabilities."
9 dual-function projectors, 2 at the stern, 3 at the prow, and 2 on each flank. 4 launchers, 1 long-range, 2 medium, and 1 short-range, high-rate submunitioner. Additional offensive capabilities can include comm sensor countermeasures and certain exotic force field properties."
Seeing how pleased Ash was, Greg said, "Starfire, copy, do you know the hegemony designation of this vessel?"
"This is the heavy assault implementer Ivwa Kagoi."
"I think a new name's called for," Greg said, looking at Ash. "Don't you think, Lieutenant?"
"Yes, you're right. Starfire, copy. Is there a protocol for the rebadging of captured enemy vessels?"
"Captured enemy vessels are renamed under a color-coding protocol. This class of vessel falls into categories red and silver."
Greg and Ash exchanged thoughtful looks. The latter shrugged, and Greg said, "How about Silver Lance?"
"Silver Lance would be acceptable under protocol parameters," said the transplanted AI.
"Very well," said Ash. "Execute this change."
"Done. The designation of this ship is now Recon Strike Cruiser Silver Lance. Note that system matrix calibration is complete. The intelligence can now offer full control of this vessel."
Ash turned to the Sendrukan Panabek and gave a small, sharp bow of the head.
"My thanks and appreciation for your valuable assistance, instrumentationalist."
"The integrity of the machines is my duty," the Sendrukan said gravely. "May I be permitted to rest?"
"Certainly,"
Ash said, nodding to the guards, who escorted the Sendrukan engineer through a side door.
"Attention," said the ship AI. "Urgent communication from Starfire Bridge personnel with accompanying update files and real-time sensor readings."
Ash went over to one of the large consoles, hoisted himself up into a great bucket of a seat and said,
"Put them through here."
As Greg joined him, one of the big overhead screens changed from subsystem monitor displays to a waist-up view of Berg, the tactical officer left in charge of the Starfire.
"Berg,"
Ash said.
"Update on that skirmish?"
"It's over, sir. One of the imbecile ships is destroyed, the other is in bad shape and heading out of the system at maximum thrust, which suggests that their hyperdrive is out of action."
"And the carrier group?"
"Hegemony forces took a pounding. Out of 4 support battery ships, 1 is still fully combat-worthy, 2 are holed but still able to fight, and the 4th took a couple of multi-wave missiles in the stern when its shields fluctuated, so it's a wreck. Carrier lost nearly a third of its interceptors and was breached on several decks."
"Those imbecile ships can certainly deal it out," Greg murmured.